praise the Lord. So we'll just stand tonight and we'll just open the service by reading from the Word of God. Turn with me to Psalms 34. Amen. Psalms 34. Bless the name of Jesus. So good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Psalms 34 says this: I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Amen. The Lord is a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's just have a brief word of prayer. Amen. As we open the service tonight. Father, we thank you. You have given us opportunity to gather in your precious name. And Lord, we believe that you'll meet us here. For you told us in your word, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Father, we're grateful that you, Lord Jesus, amen, would keep your promise. We trust, Lord, that you would have the preeminence in the service tonight. Help us to press through, amen, all tiredness, weariness, Lord, to receive from you tonight. We, Lord, press through a long week just to get here. And we believe, Lord God, that you have something to refresh us, oh God. Let your spirit come amongst us, Lord. Amen, to encourage our hearts, to lift our spirits, Lord, to give us something to keep pressing the battle. No matter what our test or what our trial, amen, we're determined to press on. Bless those that are still on the way, those that won't be able to make it tonight. We pray that you would bless as well. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Let's just give them a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, say, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore. Just want to tell you, hey, Lord, I love you, oh, more than anything. Hey, say, I love you, Jesus. Yes, I do. I worship and adore. Just want to tell you, oh Lord, I love you more than anything. Hey, one more time, everybody say, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you, oh, more than anything. Hallelujah. The Bible said the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them from all their troubles. And I don't know about you, amen, when I'm in trouble, I just love to call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 come on, say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you. Say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Lord, we praise you, praise you, praise you. Hey, we praise you, praise you, praise you. Yeah, we praise you, praise you. Come on, tell them we love you. We love you, love you, love you. Lord, we love you, love you, love you, love you. Oh, we love you, love you. Oh, Lord, I love you, Lord. Hey, His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Say, I love you, Jesus. Oh, I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you, oh, more than anything. One more time, say, I love you, I love you, Jesus. Whoa, I worship and, whoa, just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. No matter what I'm going through, I'm determined not to let one rock cry out of my place. Amen. No rock. I can praise Him myself. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't no rock gonna cry in my place. As long as I'm alive to glorify, I praise His name. Come on. Ain't no rock gonna cry in my place. As long as I'm alive to glorify, I'll praise His name. Come on, praise. Praise. Oh, praise His name. As long as I'm alive to glorify, I'll praise His name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise His name. As long as I'm alive to glorify, I'll praise His name. Ain't no tree gonna clap in my place. As long as I'm alive to glorify, I'll praise His name. No tree gonna clap in, long as I'm alive. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Come on, say, praise His name. As long as I'm alive to glorify, I'll praise. Praise the Lord, yeah, praise His name. As long as I'm alive to glorify. Ain't no bird, come on, don't sing in my place. As long as I'm alive to glorify, ain't no bird gonna sing in my place. Hey, as long as I'm alive to glorify, say praise the Lord, yeah. Oh, as long as I'm alive, oh, say praise the Lord.
I'm alive and glorified. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hey, praise His name. As long as I'm alive and glorified, I'll pray. Say, praise the Lord. Oh, praise His name. Hallelujah. Ain't no bill, come on. Say, ain't no bill gonna hinder. Oh, as long as I'm alive and glorified, I'll praise. Ain't no bill gonna hinder. Long as I'm alive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Oh, long as I'm alive and glorified, praise the Lord. Come on and praise. As long as I'm alive and glorified. Amen. Put those hands together. Come on. Glory. Ain't no tree. Come on. Gonna clap in my place. Come on. As long as I'm alive to glorify, I'll praise His name. No tree. Gonna clap in my place. As long as I'm alive. Come on. Do it again. Say, ain't no tree. Gonna clap in my place. As long as I'm alive. Glorify, I'll pray. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Come on. And praise His name. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Oh, my mind. Come on. Say praise the Lord. Oh. Oh, as long as I'm alive and glorified. I'm alive and glorified. I'll praise His name. Somebody give Him praise tonight. Come on, give Him praise tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. As long as I'm alive to glorify, I'm going to praise His name. Amen. Is that your testimony tonight? No matter what you're going through, I'm going to praise His name. Amen, amen, amen. Let's just give Him another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's just sing a worship song. It's on the tip of my tongue, the Splendor of the King. Amen. My. Let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice. He wraps Himself. He wraps Himself in light. Darkness tries to hide. Darkness tries to hide. It trembles at His voice. It trembles at His voice. How great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. How great is our God. Everybody sing it again. How great is our, sing with me. How great, and all will see. How great, yeah, how great is our God. How great is our God, how great. is our God. Oh, how great. Yeah, how great. How great is our God. Come on, the splendor of the King. All the splendor of the King. He is clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice. Yes, trembles at his voice. How great, great is our God. Yeah, how great. Oh, how great. Yeah, how great. Come on, do it again. How great is our God. Say, how great is our God. Sing with me. Oh, and all will see how great, yeah. Come on, name above all names. Oh, he's the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. Lord, my heart will sing how great is our God. Come on, sing it again. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Name above all names, name above, worthy to be praised. My heart will sing how great. Come on, name above all names. He's a name above, worthy of the praise. My heart will sing. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be his name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. He's a great God. He's worthy to be praised. You can be seated. Amen, tonight. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Let's just prepare for, amen, just tithes and offering tonight. And just have a few announcements for you. I mentioned on Wednesday night that the Upshaw family is a young couple that comes periodically. Y'all know Brother Kenny and Sister Laura. It's their daughter, amen, LaKendra, and her husband Marcus. They lost their son, amen, this past week, 17-month-old child that passed away, and amen. And just ask that you remember that family in prayer. As we get more information, we'll share. From right now, I understand the funeral service will be next Saturday. Amen. Next Saturday. So please keep that family in prayer. God would just help them during this time of their loss. Also, we need to start, you know, collecting money for a night of joy for the young people. And next Sunday, the 29th, I believe, is when we need to pay $50 for the tickets. If you desire to go, Night of Joy, please. That'll be next Sunday, the 29th, that we have to pay $50 for the tickets. Also, if you desire to go to South Carolina, I believe Sister Sarah's taking the names for South Carolina and Sister Alexandria for Night of Joy. So just keep that in mind. If you desire to go to the bus ride to South Carolina is going to be $80 a person. So make sure Sister Sarah gets your name if you desire to go. We're trying to get just a number of saints that would be able to go to South Carolina, to Brother Fred Mullen's church for a weekend of services. We'll leave on a Friday night, amen, and then come back home on a Sunday night to be back for work on Monday. And the bus is designed for us to sleep on the bus, pretty large bus, just as large as the one we had last year, but less seats. It's designed for people to sleep, amen, on the bus. So keep that in mind. We'll ask that Brother Burrs, if he would come at this time, amen, we'll take tonight's tithes and offering and move on in the service. Father God, we just pray that you would bless this portion of the service where we've come to give. We ask that you would give back to your people 100-fold. May you use this for the furtherance of your kingdom here on earth. Bless, Lord, our giving. We pray, Lord, that you continue to rebuke the devourer for our sake as you promised in your word. And thank you for every need we have been met, Lord, according to your riches and glory, not according to our riches, but according to your riches in glory. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whatever you need, God's got it. You know that. Whatever you need, God's got it. All right. Give me a goddess smile on me.
Smiled on me, he has set me free. God has smiled on me, he's been good to me. God has smiled on me, he has set me free.
she has. To me. Come on, one more time with all your heart. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Yes, he has. Oh, God has smiled on me. Oh, he's been good. Say he's been good. He's been so good. God's been good to me. Say God's been good to me. God's been good to me. Better than I could ever be, yeah. Oh, he's been so good, yes. Been so good, so good, so good. So good, so good. He's been so good. He's been good to me. Come on and put those hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's just, amen, stand tonight. We want to welcome my brother DJ, amen, to the pulpit. He's going to come tonight and speak to our hearts, and we thank God for, amen, him. And this is his friend Jay, amen, on the front row. Brother DJ fills up the church with his friends, and Jay came on Wednesday night, and he's back again tonight. And amen, it's good to have him. Amen, we thank God for him. So we want to just welcome him at this time, and we thank God for our new piece of furniture up here. Amen, we picked it up in Sarasota, and amen. One of the sisters, Sister Catherine, had received it on Saturday when we went. She said, you know what, I think they could probably use this in West Palm Beach. I said, yes, we sure can. And brother Mike and brother, I tried to bring it back myself, but I just didn't have enough room in my car. And so brother Mike and brother Burris went back on Wednesday, and certainly appreciate them taking that trip to go and pick it up. And amen, they just volunteered, and that was just a real blessing. But I like that. I really like that. So we thank the Lord. Let's just sing a chorus of this song. Amen. Whatever I'm going through, help me to sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Whatever's in front of me, help me to say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whatever's in front of me, whatever's in front of me, help me to say hallelujah. Come on with all your heart. Hallelujah. Brother DJ.
God bless each and every last one of you guys. Amen. All right. Yeah. Can you guys give a hand clap for the musicians? They played very wonderful. Now I'll give a hand clap for God. Well, let's get our swords out, and we'll turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 3 through 5. We'll actually read two scriptures in Romans. And when you dare say amen. Amen. And it reads as follows. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through 39. And it reads as follows. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. All right, let's go to God in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, come down right now, dear Lord, and just speak through me, dear Lord. They did not come to hear from DJ, dear Lord, but they came to hear from you, dear Lord. Just get me out the way, dear Lord, that I may present your message forth, dear Lord. Dear Lord, the saints, they come looking for something, dear Lord. They come to eat on your word, dear Lord. Dear Lord, it's like every day, dear Lord, we just go through trials, dear Lord, and they just need just some kind of a word of encouragement, dear Lord. Just get me out the way, dear Lord, and just come down, dear Lord, and just take over the atmosphere, dear Lord, that they may not even see me, that I may become invisible, even though I'm in present, but that I may become invisible, and that you may become visible, so that they may see you and not me, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I haven't really came up with a topic tonight, but hopefully it'll come along. Well, let's just start by saying, you know, I don't come to put on a show for nobody. I'm nobody but Brother DJ. And the Bible say, do not your alms before a man, because first of all, you already had your reward if you just try to be seen a man. I'm not trying to be seen a man. I just want the Father to come down that y'all may hear him and not hear me. But let's start by saying there was a certain king called Nebuchadnezzar, and he made an image of gold. And it was a certain herald that cried out and said, you know, that as soon as the sound of the cornet, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all the certain music, that everybody should just bow down and just worship that image. Well, let's say, for instance, like people in the world, they'll bow down and they'll worship a certain image that Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And I know certain saints like y'all. And in the Bible, they'll tell you, okay, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those three brothers, they did not bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's image. Neither did they pray to his image. They prayed to their own God. And they knew that no matter what, even though that certain you know, these people, they say, well, you know, there are certain Jews that they're not worshiping your image. And you know, and you made a decree that they should be thrown in a fiery furnace. Right. Well, so how about they threw them in a fiery furnace? And basically, they didn't get hurt. Right. You know why? Because Jesus was with them all along. Amen. Not only that, did they not get hurt. Their enemies got hurt. That's right. They were slain in the fire, right, not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Exactly right. Now, when Nebuchadnezzar, he realized, he said, whoa, what's going on? Then we just throw three men inside the fiery furnace. How come I see four men walking around. Couldn't find Jesus. He said it looked like the Son of God. I don't know what y'all been going through today, but like the scriptures say, we shall glory in our tribulations. Like the scriptures also, just like the fiery furnace, I know we all have some fiery furnaces in our lives. And sometimes it get hot. And just like, see, Nebuchadnezzar, he got mad because, you know, they said, the God that we serve, not the God that you serve, but the God that we serve. So basically he said, well, how about we just hot it, make it more hot, like seven times more. Sometimes our situations and our tribulations get hot. It get real hot. It get burning hot. But sometimes we got to really go to God and believe that no matter how hot it get, he's with us through our tribulations, just like he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because it get real hot. I don't know what y'all been going through this week, but I know y'all situation's been real hot. I know my family member's situation's been real hot. Not only that, look at Daniel. You know, there was a certain king called Darius, and Darius, he was kind of different from Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel, he was a righteous man. They couldn't find no fault in him or error, so I guess they was kind of jealous. Right. So they said, King Darius, didn't you sign a royal statute that whosoever shall not pray that, okay, that if they pray, that whosoever pray to their God, they shall be cast in the lion's den.
That's right.
So that's what they did. They threw Daniel in the lion's den. I guess they were so jealous because they couldn't find no error of him. So basically, long story short, you know, when Daniel was in the lion's den, King Darius, you know, he fasted, his sleep went from him. Yeah. And Daniel, he had so much faith that King Darius, he said, oh, Daniel, is the God that you serve continually, will he be able to deliver you from the lions?
Amen.
Now, what I'm trying to say is the God, when you say, okay, the God that you serve continually, we deliver from the lions, that's kind of like, let's think about us. You know, the God who we serve continually, the God who you go to church on the Sunday morning at 7 o'clock for prayer continually, the God who you come on every week to serve continually. And I know we have lions in our lives, but I'm here to tell you that God, he'll close shut the jaws of your sickness, Brother Caleb. He'll close shut the jaws of your situation. God, he'll close shut the jaws of your financial situation. Yes, he can, because he's God. Now, like the scripture said, he'll put our enemies under our feet. And the last enemy that shall be defeated is death. So they took Daniel, you know, his so-called haters, and threw them in the lion's den. And they got eaten. So sometimes God can kind of flip the script and turn the whole story around. And the devil, he'll try to disguise the story at first to make it seem like, well, you know, you're defeated, you're going to die, and all this. But then at the end, like Brother Caleb said, return to the end of the book, you will see who basically had the victory.
Yeah.
So basically, all I'm trying to say is now just keep your faith in God. Because
yeah.
See, right now, in today's society, everybody, they don't really believe in God. That's why, like Brother Jew said, America's going to burn.
Yeah.
Back then, this was once a godly nation. But now, next thing you know, not really a godly nation no more, because now you got homosexuality rising up. All kinds of people. I mean, you got people nowadays, people don't even have respect for church anymore. I mean, you got so-called girls coming to church, like these denominational churches with their little short skirts, trying to look good for some thug. But she ought to put on the dress and look holy for Christ. You got some of these thugs trying to have their pants sagging, showing their underwears, but they ought to tuck their shirt in like I am and look holy for Christ. Like I said, this book here, this is the word, and you cannot compromise it. And one thing I had noticed, it's like their enemies, and I tell about the situations, that look at Job, for instance. Job, he lost his sons and his daughters, seven sons and three daughters. Now, the sad part about it, okay, he lost his daughters, sons, and his animals. So you think like, wow, you know, all my pets, all my animals, they gone. Now you're trying to take my family members away from me now. Wow. And next thing you know, while he ain't sinning with his lips, he ain't cursed God or nothing. But his wife gonna sit there and try to tell him, oh, Job, do you still retain your integrity? Why not you just curse God and die? He said, you speak as one of the foolish women. You may have people that you've been believing on God for a promise, and it may not came pass. And next thing you know, these folks out here in the world sitting there and tell you, basically like his wife was saying, you might as well just curse God and die. What are you looking for? You might as well just quit and just give up. But now keep your faith.
Yeah.
keep your faith. Anything without faith is sin. Like when you go to the doctor and then you get a shot, that's basically faith right there. How you know they ain't putting poison in it to kill you? You have no idea. So why, how come we can't have faith without a spiritual doctor? How come? Why not? And one thing I noticed, I mean, you got people when they read the Bible, I heard a lot of people tell me, well, you know, oh, well, the Bible, I just don't get it. And all this, and it just messed up, and oh, it contradicts itself. The Bible never contradicts itself if you really read it. And trust me, you can read this Bible 100 times. But like the Bible say, he that was out understanding is worthy of death. You have to come with understanding. Like the Bible said, get all our wisdom and get all understanding. But another thing I just want to leave with y'all, that, you know, think about it. Like Daniel in the lion's den and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, God was with them. So when we be in our fiery furnace, sometimes when we be in our den of lions, God, he's with us. We might can't see him, but just believe. Just like they said, the God who you serve continually, because we believe he's going to be with us. Because we believe he's going to help us out through our situations. Sometimes you just want to get down on your knees and just cry and be like, Lord, why? Why? You just not coming. How come? Why did you let this happen? Why did you let this happen? The devil, he'll start throwing all things in your head. And just like Job's friends and his wife, and sometimes you get to the point you kind of get sarcastic with them. But nah, see, but that's the devil. That's why you got to keep your faith and believe that God, he worked everything out for a purpose. Just believe that. And like I say, everybody, they won't really believe this message. People are already saying Brother Branham is a false prophet. They're already saying those supernatural pictures that y'all saw, they just fake. How y'all know it wasn't just such a camera trick? But you know what? I'm going to be honest. Like in the Bible, there's a certain disciple called Thomas. And the other disciples, they was with Jesus went on. They saw him, when they saw him raised. Now, basically, Thomas was saying, well, I ain't see him until I see the nails, the nail prints, and until I touch and thirst aside, then I could believe. You got some people who say, well, I got to see it to believe it, just like in today's world. But guess what? You know what? I ain't see heaven. I ain't see Jesus, but I believe. Because guess what? When he had touched Jesus Christ, he said, well, basically, Jesus told him, well, now, Thomas, you really believe. But blessed be those that have not seen, but yet believe. Not none one of us in here saw heaven. Not none of us in here saw Jesus Christ, but we believe. But now, folks in the world, they don't believe. Now, you know, like I truly believe that we is in Operation Exodus. And I believe God going to bring the people out of Egypt. He's going to bring my family members, y'all friends, my friends, everybody going to know that Christ is the truth and he's the life. And can't no man see the Father except through him. And I also want to leave a point that basically God, he's my all in all. Sometimes when I feel weak and I feel like giving up, I'm going to tell you the truth. Y'all may say, well, Brother DJ, he always come to church. He seems like he's trying. Yeah, he's a wonderful brother, but he's trying. But I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes trying is not enough. It takes persistence. Because anybody could try. You could try one time. You could try like 100 times. But persistent. Will you keep trying and stay persistent no matter how hard it get? You'll never fall. The same way how Christ persists on the cross for us, we got to persist. Carrying our cross, because if you look at the matter of it, I mean, even with Paul, you know, somebody who is steadfast in the word, somebody who, you know, I mean, at first, you know, I'm not gonna remember him as Saul and everything, you know. And Paul, he was kind of, you know, nervous, like, well, you know, I persecuted the church of the Lord, and they ain't gonna believe in me. And you know what, man, he ain't care what nobody said, because Paul, he got converted. That's what I liked about him. He stood whole strong on Christ. He ain't care what nobody say. You know what, to tell you the truth, they might say, well, Brother DJ, everybody else is courting, but who is you courting? I'm courting his word. Because how can you be faithful with somebody else and you ain't really faithful spiritually? Every single time you backslide, basically you really commit spiritual adultery. So when you get someone, how can you, so if you ain't faithful with that, how can you be faithful with somebody else? So you know what, Paul was steadfast. And to tell you the truth, you know, he ain't really care what nobody say. When I go out there every day in the world, I'm going to be honest. I don't shout show off at all. I read my Bible out in public because I'm not ashamed of Christ. Just like Peter and John, when they spoke in the synagogues, they was not ashamed. And the scripture was fulfilled that they was worthy to suffer shame for his name. I want to be worthy to suffer shame for his name. Y'all want to be worthy to suffer shame for his name. You cannot be ashamed of Christ and in his world. Even the Bible say, he that really want to follow me, he should, like Jesus said, basically he should deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Amen. And then, not only that, he said, and whosoever shall be ashamed of me in this wicked and sinful and adulterous generation, I shall deny him also in my heavenly Father's presence. And that goes to tell you, you know what, you can't be ashamed of the gospel. Not in this wicked and sinful and adulterous generation, it's the truth. I stand for the gospel, and the gospel stands for me. You stand for the gospel stands for you. Because I understand and know the devil, he's busy. And now I know what side I'm on. I'm on the winning side. And I'm in defense for the gospel. And I don't care what it looked like. They may say, well, you know what? He lame for worshiping Christ. And you got people act like they got a problem. Just because you go to church and you love Christ. Well, how about you make your problem your solution? Because if Christ is your problem, you need to make Christ your solution. Because I just don't understand. Basically, just keep worshiping. And not only that, it's something that made me wonder, like, even when you would go to church, you would feel kind of down. And then you don't feel like worshiping, you don't feel like coming in. But I remember when I used to play football, something would happen at home, and I would be frustrated. And it was always in me that someone told me, well, DJ, turn your negative energy into positive. You go out there on the field, you work hard. Instead of doing something negative, you go out on the field, and you hit them boys. You got on the field, you run your hardest. That's the same way we got to be spiritual. When you come into church, I understand we all be down. Because I know everybody in here have problems. Everybody in here lost a loved one. Everybody in here have felt forsaken. Everybody in here was probably at the point of death. Everybody in here was probably sick. But just because you feel upset and just because you feel like you don't worship anyway. That's what I'm trying to say. And like, you know what? Let's turn to Ecclesiastes. Or the preacher. Amen. All right, let's see if I can find it. Yeah, I forgot what chapter I was on. Oh, here it is. It's Ecclesiastes verse, chapter 9, verse 15 through 16. And it says, now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. He by his wisdom delivered the city. I think how Jesus Christ, how he delivered us. Amen. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. It's right here. All you got to do is just open up and read it. I mean, you know what? It's like we go through life. I went to Hilltop. I grew up basically in a church. Like a Hilltop was a, like a private school, a Christian school. And you've been bad. You got popped with rulers. And everything. I remember my teacher, Ms. Donway. But long story short, I went to my cousin Treasure's graduation, and then and something sparked me. Ms. Donway, she said something to the kids. She gave a long speech, and I said, you know what? I believe she gave us that same speech. Basically, what she was saying is, well, we really thank y'all for sending y'all kids to Hilltop, and we thank y'all for letting us place place in the rock in Christ in their lives. But she told the kids, as y'all go through life, they've taken God out of the schools. They put an evolution in and all this. And so it's like, further as you get older, you know what? You slowly kind of like pull apart from God because you got the things in the world that's basically, you know, kind of distracting you and everything. And then now it's like, so basically, it's like you got to really keep that same mindset because what I'm trying to say is just like Christ said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that humbles himself, that a man has to humble himself like a little child if you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Like we get grown, we get intelligent because of things of the world. Evolution and the Big Bang Theory. Well, that same child that once he was believing in God, that same child that was at Hilltop, that listened to Ms. Donaway, Ms. Fillmore, and Ms. Scott, right. The same child that's that child you got to find, that same child that grew up in the Lord. Because, the devil he's just busy. And sometimes we get distracted from the things of the world, but basically we have to live in the world without being in the world. Now, back to Ecclesiastes. Now, there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city, yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised. You think about Christ, poor. Now, sometimes that's why they say the just shall live by faith. tell you the truth, when I was out there trying to find a job, the only reason why I couldn't find a job because they wanted me to come in on Sundays. And I told him, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. Because if you take a stand for Christ, he'll take a stand for you. Now God, he blessed me with a job. And so sometimes we kind of feel like, it's in the end of the world because we don't have a job. Because of course you got to pay for, cause of course you got to pay the bills to eat, and you got to feed your kids. But something told me, you know, did Christ work at Publix? What kind of job Christ had? Now, we know what job he had spiritually, but what job he had on the earth? He lived by faith. He even said, you know what, about it being anxious, you know what? Verily, verily, I say unto you. Yeah, I like when you said that. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Basically, put no thought for tomorrow what ye shall eat or ye shall drink. Because if he take care of the sparrows and clothe the grass, how much more we take care of you? Amen. So basically, I think, we know what? If he could do it, I could do it. Even if I was, I'd rather be poor and eat ramen noodle soup for the rest of my life and know Christ instead of being some rich man that don't even believe in him. So basically, when they say the just shall live by faith, I just Christ was. And he walked through life basically without some job, working under somebody, laboring hard. I mean, well, even the scripture did say basically it's a lot of things Christ did that wasn't even written in the Bible. But so far from what I read, basically, what job did he have? So he walked through life by faith, basically. So if he could do it, we got to do it. So the poor man, so then said our wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised. And his words are not heard. His wisdom is despised and his words are not heard. Said this here is just a book. It's really just a book. I mean, not just some book, but I'm just saying, but it's the words. Sometimes we read it. You have to understand it. I mean, sometimes, you know, you'll come to church and the preacher, he'll say something to you. You have to hear what he's actually saying. And some people, they say, well, man wrote the Bible. Why should I read it? And see, the devil, he put that in there just so you won't really read it. I heard a lot of people say, well, man wrote the Bible. Heaven, how can you just walk into heaven and all this? And, you know, it's like, okay, some people, they just really try to forget all about Christ. They can't really hear his words in today's society. I mean, now they under the law of man. I'm not going to be under the law of man. I'm going to be under the law of Christ. Because just like, I think it was Peter and John, basically, they were saying somebody, they were saying basically, you shouldn't preach in the synagogues. But you know what they told him? I will obey God rather than some man. I'm going to obey God rather than some man. Like, just, let's turn to Acts. And it's Acts chapter 16, verse 24. And it says, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Sometimes we feel like we bound, but keep singing praises unto God, because you never know. And maybe some other people around you that may be bound and trapped in the prison. But like they said, the prisoners heard them. So if you sing your praises and just keep praying, other prisoners around you, they gonna kind of get the anointing and they shall be free. Like right here. And it said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. I call it the earthquake of deliverance. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Oh my, the foundations of the prison were shaken. Man, the foundations of this world are going to be shaking. Sometimes you'll come into church, and sometimes the church may seem dead. But if you just sing your praises, the foundation of the church shall be shaken. And this is the part I like. And immediately, all the doors were open. All the doors to your promise shall be open. All the doors you can escape from your situations, they shall be open. All the doors from that tribulation, from your fiery furnace, it shall be open. Because like I said, when it get hot, it get hot. You need some cooling off. Yeah. And Christ, he's that cooling off. Amen. And everyone's bands were loose. So sometimes God, he'll actually send an earthquake. And you'll think, okay, why an earthquake? Sometimes it may be a storm. I don't know what y'all going through right now, but I believe you in the eye of the storm. Because as long as we here, we're going to always have to go through some kind of tribulation, some kind of trial. Somebody going to always have to die. You know, I mean, like I say, that's why you just got to really tell people that you love them. I mean, like, they make up Christmas, and then they make up Easter and all these, or Mother's Day and Father's Day. Why do it have to be such a special occasion for you to tell somebody you love them? I mean, you don't even have to really give them a card every day, but just at least tell them that you love them. Because just think about it. Death has no respect of persons. It don't care who you is. It don't care if you're Brother Jack. It don't care if you're a roach. It has no respect because we all visitors. Just like, if somebody put a gun up to my head and shoot me, I'll die. Somebody put a gun up to a pig head and shoot me, it'll die. Because we both life forms, we both die. We don't stay here forever. And the thing is, you don't know when is that person last time. You just never really know. So you always got to tell somebody that you love them. Like you know, they make up these certain holidays. I mean, I think, like, you know, like, even when you marry, I mean, it shouldn't be no special day you got to tell your wife that you love her. It shouldn't be no special day you got to tell your mom that you love her, or your dad. You're supposed to always say, "Mom, I love you." Yeah. Think about it, because it's like you just never really know. And then basically, that's the same way spiritually. Like Brother Jack said, don't just be a Sunday Christian. Yeah. They got like special days like Easter. Like, seem like people, they don't come to church just because it's a funeral, or they only come to church just because, it's Easter. Why you got to wait for a special day? You're supposed to always come to church and tell God, you know, I love him. And Paul was always getting on your hands and knees and pray. And I mean, like, the only time when people try to get on their hands and knees and pray is if, like I said, the earthquake come. I mean, like Brother Jew said, America going to burn. And I believe before we leave here, there's going to be some kind of event that's going to take place, like some kind of pre-tribulation event. Because God, he got to shake America. Because tell you the truth, I believe God could move on my family member's heart. And my friend's heart. I mean, I try every time. All you got to do is ask. Be bold. Like the way Paul was bold. You don't be ashamed. Hey, you want to come to church? It's either yes or no answer. All I do is pray. And God will move on their heart. But I mean, sometimes some people's hearts are really just hardened. Like, you think about your family members. Like I said, God got to shake this nation for them to wake up. Because it may seem like, okay, like, it's just impossible how, well, they still out there. They don't seem like they're coming in. But they're going to come in. Trust me on that. They will come in. Amen. Because it's like, it's something that I believe God, he really planning something. Yeah. Because I believe one of these days, y'all going to be shocked. Next thing you know, we're going to be a whole bunch in the church. All our family members, all our friends. I'm telling you, one of these days, because y'all got to get ready to go home. And tell you the truth, and the way the bride looking now, it's getting tight. And, you know, we getting stronger and better. But the bride got to be ready. And if we ain't ready now, don't be looking for no rapture anytime soon. Because, like I said, I understand people dying and babies dying and all kinds of things taking place. And sometimes, you know, the devil here actually use scriptures against you, like even up here. I mean, sometimes I don't be knowing what to say. But when I was back there, the devil, he kept telling me, a fool is wise if he hold his tongue. He used a scripture like that, so I ain't really want to come up here even say something. Because I'm thinking, a fool is wise if he hold his tongue. And tell you the truth, and I know, basically, like death, it says, well, from the dust I came and the dust I shall return. Yeah, that's true. I may probably will go back to the dust. But look at it this way. I'm sown in corruption, but I'm raised in glory. Not only that, look at what Paul said. And I'm not going to hold on to the that I'm going to die and go back to the dust. I'm holding on to what Paul said. Paul, he should have kept that mystery to himself. Because now, I was basically thinking about death and everything, about how just a lot of certain things taking place, and I happened to turn to that scripture. And it said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That's my promise. I believe I'm in the promise of the rapture. I believe y'all is in that promise of the rapture. We going home. I don't know when. I don't know the day, and I don't know the hour, because the Bible tell you that. But we may know the week, the year, the month, but we getting ready to go home. So basically, you just got to fight the good fight and keep going, saints. Keep going. I mean, I can't really get up here to try to, you know, it's not about showing off. It's not no competition. You just got to humble yourself and just try to get out of the way. Because basically, you know, me getting ready to go home, it's not time to really play games. I mean, as much as I love the Lord, like I said, you know what? The world, they got their father. I got mine. Like John chapter 8, and like the wisdom I not heard. Like what Ecclesiastes said. Like they not really listening to Christ. Like the Jews, they hearts was hardened. They didn't really want to understand them. Kind of like people in the world. You know, just like you know, like Christ told him, you know, ye is of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer since the beginning and does not abide in the truth because there's no truth in him. Sometimes the devil, he'll tell you you're getting ready to die. Sometimes you tell him, well, you're sick. God, he ain't going to heal you. And all that, remember, he speak of his own. And he was a murderer since the beginning. So just hold on to the promise and I'm out of here. I don't know what else to say. Let's go to God in a word of prayer. Dear Lord God, I really try to humble myself, the Lord, to just try to get out the way and try to let go of the pride, dear Lord. Not worrying about what someone else think and not worrying about being shy and nervous, dear Lord, because I understand, dear Lord, that sometimes it gets real hard, dear Lord, and the saints, they're actually going through things, Lord, and I don't know if I said anything that touched somebody and actually helped them, dear Lord, but I just, dear Lord, just whatever they're going through, dear Lord, be with them in the fiery furnace, dear Lord, because just like Daniel and the lions then, dear Lord, we know that you're with us, dear Lord, even in the fiery furnace. You was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You was with them all, dear Lord. So, dear Lord, just be with the saints, dear Lord, and just watch over us, dear Lord, tonight, dear Lord, because you never know what happened. We just may never know. I mean, we see people here, and they're going tomorrow, dear Lord, but just watch over everybody, dear Lord. Because I show love to the saints, and I love fellowshipping with them, dear Lord. And I just thank you, dear Lord, for just getting me out the way, dear Lord, and not really being nervous this time, but even though I was, dear Lord, but I just thank you, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen.
Certainly appreciate our precious brother tonight. I tell you what, it's good to you know, just kind of sit back and listen and how God just deal with different people. And boy, that devil's something else. And you know, I guess the way we all built differently, but you know, brother DJ, he'd go in Proverbs. He'd probably eat Proverbs up, you know. And Ecclesiastes and things like that, and hear the devil take one of the Proverbs and throw it at him. Fool is wise if he hold his tongue. But we're so glad that you didn't listen to the devil tonight, Brother DJ, and you come and just delivered your heart. My God, he made a comment about Operation Exodus. That might have to be preached. Operation Exodus. And I'm so happy if we continue to serve the Lord. Amen. He will honor that. No matter what you're going through, you have proven that you're going to be faithful. And I know God looks at that. You know, I can see him in heaven just bragging on you, telling the angels, watch him, watch him. Now, I know they went through this week, and I know they went through that last week, and I already know what the devil got planned for them next week. But you just watch them. They're going to be in church. They're going to be in church. And like they say nowadays, you're going to get your praise on. And so that's what the brothers did in jail. They got their praise together, you know. And no matter what they were going through, shackled, bound, and ain't none of us like that tonight, you know. I mean, they look like they didn't have no reason to even praise God, but yet they began to sing. Amen. See, what it is you might be able to keep my hands down, but I'm going to open up my mouth. You might stop my feet from shouting, but I'm going to open up my mouth, and I'm going to give God the praise. Amen. God richly bless you, Brother DJ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can bear. He's there. He's there. Oh. The time, oh, he's there all the time. He was there for the Hebrew boys. He's there.
Yes, he is. All the time. He was there for Daniel. He'll be there for you. Whoa, when it seems like all your problems, they seem more than you can bear. Remember, he's there all the time. Come on, sing with all your heart. Yeah, yeah, he's there all the time. I know he is. He's there. Oh, all the time. Hallelujah. When it seems like all your problems, they seem more than you can bear. Remember, he's there all the time. Come on, one more time tonight. Oh, he's there. Yes, he is. All the time. Oh, I know he is. He's there. Oh, all the time. Well, now, when it seems like all your problems, they seem more you can bear. Remember, he's there. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, the time. Well, in your midnight hour, he's there. Whatever you are going through, hey, when your bills overflow, oh, sickness attacks your body. Yes, it does. Your friends turn away, family forsakes you, yeah. He promised to never leave you. He promised not to forsake you, yeah. Jesus is right there. He was there for Daniel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He was a poor man in the fire furnace. He'll be there in your lion's den. He'll meet you at your Red Sea. Oh, he'll be there in your fiery furnace. Yes, he will. Oh, he's right there. Yeah, he's right there. He was there with Paul and Silas. Yes, he was. He was there with Peter when he was locked in jail. Yes, he was. He was there with Paul in Euroclydon. Jesus said he'll be right there. Yes, he will. Just believe it. He's right there. Just believe it. He's right there. Whoa, he's there. He's there. Yes, he is. All the time. I know he is. He's there. Oh, all the time. Oh, when it seems like. right when it seems like all your problems they seem more than you can bear. Remember, He's there. The time. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, somebody ought to worship Him. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can give Him praise in your midnight hour. You can give Him praise when you're going through. Lord, we bless Your name. We'll bless Your name at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouths. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. I know He's there. Oh, all the time. Yeah. He's there. Yes, He is all the time. Oh, I know He is. He's there. Oh, all the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it seems like all your problems, they seem more than you can bear. Remember, He's there all the time.
Amen. 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 Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. You promised never to leave us nor forsake us. God, we're grateful tonight. Amen. Our hearts are lifted up. We are encouraged in our spirits to know that You are right there. No matter what it is that we face, You are right there. Thank You, Lord, for Your word that has been shared to our hearts and Your spirit that comes to confirm Your word tonight. God, we're grateful people, Lord. Amen. We know we can make it no matter what it is that we're going through. We can make it. The fact of the matter is that we have already made it. Help us to look at the end of the matter. Amen. The end of the book, Lord, to know that it's already done. We thank You. Bless Brother DJ, Lord. Help him to continue to get himself out of the way that he might minister to the hearts of Your people. Lord, and just share thoughts that You shared with him. God, we thank You for Your word that's been spoken. Bless us now as we prepare to leave this place, but not Your presence. Give us traveling mercies to our respective homes. Bring us back at the appointed time. Lord, on Sunday morning, amen, as we come for prayer and for Sunday school and for service, we ask that You would meet us here in only a way that You can. Bless us on tomorrow, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. You can be seated. We made a little arrangement tonight with a little restaurant right down here, the pizza and ice cream place, and told us that they usually close at 9, but they say that they would stay open. Amen. Just for a little fellowship and. Amen. So if you would like to just go and, amen, buy yourself some ice cream or buy some pizza or something, amen, they're gonna have it open there for us tonight. So God richly bless you. Amen.